You can buy books by my podcast guests and find other recommended arts and crafts techniques books by visiting uk.bookshop.org/shop/creativityfound. Don't worry, I've popped a link in the show notes. Plus, by buying from my shop, you'll be supporting this show with a little bit of affiliate loveliness. Thank you. So I'm here with Jerry Coles, and we've just been having our photographs taken.
I know, amazing, wasn't it? Really good.
Quite exciting.
Yes, yes. Being told to pose and have some lovely, lovely photographs taken. It was quite a treat.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, Jerry, I posted a blog about your episode, which is episode number 2.
Indeed.
By the way, yeah. One of my very, very early ones, which we recorded in 2020, and you commented on that post that you have come quite a long way since then. Mm. So as we're here together, I'd love to know what you've been up to, what's been inspiring you, how your creative practice has evolved, and how your business has developed.
My goodness, that's lots of questions. Okay, so, well, when we last met, we were in my conservatory with the rain coming down on the roof. So I am no longer in my conservatory. I decanted out of there for Art Weeks 2021, set up a lovely exhibition in my outbuilding, and it actually dawned on me that it was so lovely out there and I could work undisturbed and I could take all my printmaking stuff out there that I never went back in the house with it all. It never made it back to the house. So I am now have a lovely space where I've got my press and my inks and my lino. And I also have space to move around. And my husband is pleased because all the stuff's out of the conservatory. So that's
yeah.
That's a big, big sort of news as in where I am. Since all the art shows are coming back again this year, it's been brilliant. I've been sort of scurrying around, booking myself into doing things. And it's just lovely to be out there sharing in real life. You realise how much nicer it is for people to be able to see artworks in real life rather than looking at them on a screen and deciding whether they like them on the screen. So it's nice to be able to show people my my work in real life. But I think the biggest thing that has happened that has changed is I now teach workshops, which I didn't do before. I know, and I absolutely love it. It's thrilling and genuinely thrilling to teach workshops. Funnily enough, I was asked very, very soon after I started doing lino cuts. So, and you know, I was started exhibiting and they were all right. They weren't sort of like I'm doing now. They weren't quite as accomplished. But people asked me straight away, oh, do you teach? And I used to say, no, I'm learning. You know, I'm a learner. I don't teach. You know, some of them are okay, but, you know, look at what I'm doing. And this carried on. People, whenever I'd show them, people would say to me, do you teach? Do you teach? And I kept thinking, no, I'm just a learner. Somebody said something to me which changed my mindset, and I realised that learner doesn't equate to beginner. So I will always have the mindset that I am a learner. Even now, I think, you know, I'm a learner. I will be a learner till the day I die. But that doesn't mean I'm a beginner. And it doesn't mean I haven't got stuff to pass on. So anyway, last autumn 2021, I invested in several sets of tools and cutting mats and more inking plates and rollers and all the equipment. And I started advertising that I would do workshops. And I literally haven't looked back. I've held workshops in my studio at home. I've done them in schools. We've got a community hub at Watlington that I also do workshops there. And it's lovely. I really enjoy seeing people come and find out about lino cut, and I can help them try and create an image. It's really amazing. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, of course, here at Creativity Found, we love that artists and craftspeople are sharing their craft and teaching and helping other people to get creative. So Jerry is a member at creativityfound.co.uk, and you can find her page there. Jerry is a creator scene member, a member of our community, comes along to our meetups, and obviously offers these wonderful ways for other adults to get creative. And Jerry's episode, as I said earlier, is number 2. So do pop back and have a listen if you haven't, or maybe have a re-listen if you have. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening to Creativity Found. If your podcast app has the facility, please leave a rating and review to help other people find us. On Instagram and Facebook, follow at Creativity Found Podcast. And on Pinterest, look for at Creativity Found. And finally, don't forget to check out creativityfound.co.uk, the website connecting adults who want to find a creative outlet with the artists and crafters who can help them tap into their creativity.